came to San Francisco, and he is a chipper. Mm-hmm. He was a
But just before we had moved to San Francisco, I had become so ill with infection in my fallopian tubes mm-hmm. that, well, the doctor was afraid they would burst. Mm. And my husband was not one to understand that situation and to let me alone. Mm-hmm. So the doctor was afraid, actually, that they would rupture and I would die. Mm-hmm. So he tried to talk to my husband, and he just wouldn't understand. He'd never been around anybody. His mother never had troubles that he ever knew about. And men and women weren't taught anything in those days. You know, you're animals. You just get together and mate, and that's it. So in the meantime, the war broke out, and I was still taking treatment. And we moved to San Francisco. And we were up there for 10 months, I guess, when he got his draft notice. Mm-hmm. So we came back down here. And things just went from better to worse, and him chasing around and that sort of thing. And being gone and not working. So I said, well, I'm going to get a job, go to work, and make it on my own. Well, he thought that was the funniest thing that ever happened. Mm-hmm. So the first day out, I went to work, and I got a job. So I went to school. And we were together then while he never did go overseas. They put him in Watsonville, and I have since found out that that was the men with prison records and like him, bad conduct discharges, another kind of problem servicemen. Mm-hmm. And I went up a few times to see him. We was trying to iron out our problems, and when he'd get time off, he'd go to San Francisco with the boys and not come down to see me. And you know, I was working, supporting him, giving back the allotment, and it all just built and built and built until finally, when he came home from the service, I gave him 6 months to straighten out. Mm-hmm. That something had to change. He either had to settle down, and the first 6 months he was home from the service, he had 9 jobs. He just wouldn't stay with any of them. Mm-hmm. So I told him that was it. So we both went together to the lawyer and settled on our divorce. Mm-hmm. And well, it was about that time, about a year after that, I guess, I started on my present husband. Mm-hmm.
About what year was it that you had gotten the divorce?
47. Okay. I think it was 1947.
Mm-hmm. So that's after the war.
After the war.
War years when you were married to him.
No, we were separated, yes. Uh-huh. Didn't live together. Well, we were together 6 months out of the, from 43 to mm-hmm. the time I got the divorce.
Okay. I'm going to stop this for mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm.